I think the only concern I have over the TCH plus minus A is just the fact that we've only got 40 patients at the moment reported for cardiac risk with the combination. I have hardly any problems at all with the TCH going to all patients. My only concern is this potential cardiac risk there and the fact that the database on the safety of the two is so small and it's going into a multi-center setting where you don't know what kind of patients are going to be onto it, and you know you just can't control that.
And for that reason, I can assure you there are very strict and stringent cardiac safety measures being taken with early stopping rules.
But I think the results are tremendously exciting. I think it's the future.
Mark, how do you tease out the effect of hypertension with bevacizumab in terms of what impact that plays on the heart?
We're going to take a look at that specifically in this data set, though I suspect the numbers will be so small that we won't be able to establish any definitive association. But clearly, if you look at the relationship between myocardial oxygen consumption and myocardial work versus afterload, there's a very strong association. And you would predict by increasing hypertension with bevacizumab that you might unmask any sort of insult to the myocardium from any other agent. And that may be the mechanism behind these events that we're seeing in the combination of trastuzumab and bevacizumab. Maybe. That's just an armchair explanation without any data to support it yet. But it is interesting that if you look at all of the Avastin data in composite across all diseases, even the package insert suggests that there is a clinical congestive heart failure, a few clinical congestive heart failures that have been reported. It's a couple of percent in all of the thousands of patients from all the studies. So there is some sort of a cardiac signal buried in there in the bevacizumab safety databases.
Eric, what about the pilot studies that have been done in the ECOG looking at adjuvant bevacizumab, specifically looking at the issue of the heart? What do we know from that?
I don't think we know anything yet, but I think that we will know something relatively soon.